Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today on the program, we're going to hear from City Administrator Mike Nardini. He's going to tell us about some decisions made at Monday night's City Council meeting in Pella. All right, well, Mike, today we're going to be talking about what happened at a City Council meeting on a special day. It was held on a Monday, so it didn't conflict with the elections. But one of the things that was discussed was it was a first reading of an ordinance to increase wastewater rates. Give me a little background about why the rate increase is needed.
Yes, Brad, and first of all, thanks for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to visit with you about city affairs. And as you stated at the council meeting, council did approve the first reading of an ordinance that will increase our wastewater rates by about 13%. Now, as background on the proposed rate increase, it's important to note that this rate increase is necessitated by mandates given to us by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Specifically, what those mandates involved were eliminating all known bypasses in the city's sanitary sewer collection system. Now, as a result of those mandates, we're facing right around an estimated $3.5 million in improvements to our sanitary sewer collection system, Brad. And because when the mandates were given to us in 2009, at that time, the Department of Natural Resources gave us about 4 years to complete them. And any time in city government, and it's true in most things in financial matters, any time where you have an extensive list of improvements in this case, significant financial items totaling about $3.5 million in a relatively short time period to install those improvements, the city was forced to issue debt for that. Now, to make those debt service payments, at the time we informed council that we would need to increase wastewater rates by about 50%. Back in 2010, we incorporated in the rates the first phase of rate increases needed to meet these mandates, and at that time, wastewater rates were increased by about 25%. This reading that we passed to the first reading on Monday night increased the rates by about another 13%. So overall, we're looking at right just shy of about a 40% increase in wastewater rates to meet these mandates. Now, as far as the users are concerned, and as you stated, it is the first reading. There's two additional readings that will need to be passed by council before it becomes into city code or adopted into city code, rather. We're planning on phasing in this final 13%. And if council does approve the rate increases, the first phase will show up and with the February billing that will be due in March. The second phase will be with the July billing that will be due in August of 2013. Now, overall, once we get through these last phases, as far as a typical residential customer, it will be an additional $5.50 per month on their billing. The commercial customers will notice about $20 in additional costs for wastewater fees, and industrial customers just shy of $52. And so looking at this, Brad, once again, the rate increases were mandated by the Department of Natural Resources. However, it's also important to note that in comparing ourselves to others around the area, we're still very comparable to similar communities as far as wastewater rate increases. And what was informed to the council is when you compare communities' wastewater fees, it really depends if those communities have faced any type of mandated issues from the DNR or not. And in our case, even with these increases, we feel our rates are still very comparable to our neighbors. And going forward, we'll continue to monitor this situation, but it's also important to note for the listeners out there that any type of other environmental issues that are mandated by the DNR or federal government, often when it comes down to local governments, there's very few choices as far as paying for those mandates other than to increase rates.
And yeah, looking at the numbers for some of the other communities, if you take Pella out, Pella is actually below the average still for some of our surrounding communities, even with the increase.
Absolutely, Brad. That's an important point to note. When we showed council was comparisons with the city of Indianola, city of Knoxville, Newton, and Oskaloosa. And as you said, even once you remove the city of Pella from the mix and take the average of those communities, we're still below the average for residential, significantly below for commercial, and significantly below for industrial rates for those communities as well. And so from our standpoint, when we talk about being comparable to other communities, we feel our rates are still very comparable, even though they are going up an additional 13%.
Another issue that came up was the water tower painting project. The South Water Tower needs a new coat of paint. Tell me about when the water tower was built and what kind of services have happened to it since then.
Well, yes, Brad, and you mentioned what council did is we approved a contract on the last council meeting with Central Tank Coatings to paint and refurbish the South Water Tower. Now, for the listeners, the South Water Tower is the water tower that you see from Highway 163 to come into Pella. That tower was originally constructed in 1990, and the paint on it is still right around is the original painting. And generally, as a rule of thumb, Brad, water towers, you should look at repainting every 20 to 25 years. Now, from our standpoint, this is a pretty significant project. That water tower holds right around 1 million gallons of water. In order to repaint both the exterior of the tower and, more importantly, the wet wall or the interior of the tower, we're going to need to take that tower out of service. Now, preliminary, what we're looking for is to start the work in next spring, and that should take about 4 weeks. And so hopefully we can get the contractor started next April and get the project done by early May of next year. Now, a little bit about the contract as a whole. The total contract to paint the water tower, both on the inside and the outside, is right around $327,000. And as the listeners are well aware, there's currently a logo on the South Water Tower. We do have included with that $327,000 a new logo that will be painted on the tower. That logo is scheduled to be approved by council, or rather finalized by council, next spring. So for those listeners that are interested in that subject, I'd encourage them to stay tuned to city council agendas and keep monitoring those when it should become up. But ultimately, we're hoping to address that right around next February and March, the logo issue and the new design for the South Water Tower.
And the issue with the previous logo was that as the paint faded a little bit in the sun, some of the tulip in particular began to get a little less visible, less recognizable as a tulip.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just happens over time. And you know, that paint job that on the South Water Tower is the original painting, and it's about 22 years old right now. And once again, the rule of thumb, anytime you get into water tower paintings, about 20 to 25 years. So we're due for a new painting on the South Tower. And I think listeners, when they look at it, will see a significant improvement next spring.
Another thing that came up was a contract that was awarded to for improvements to the diesel generating plant.
Yes, Brad, and as the listeners are well aware, and our diesel plant has fallen under some new environmental restrictions and adopted by the Environmental Protection Agency. In particular, these environmental restrictions are commonly known by the acronym RICE, which stands for Reciprocal Internal Combustion Engines. In our case, in order to comply with these new restrictions, we're going to need to cut down carbon monoxide emissions from our diesel plant by about 70%. In order to do that, we're going to need to install catalytic converters out at the diesel plant. What council did on Monday night is we approved a contract with CSE Enterprises out of Rolla, Missouri for $456,000 to install the new catalytic converters. And what we're hoping to have done, Brad, is the time period, and the contractor should be able to get started on the work this fall. If everything goes as scheduled, the completion date on the project is March of 2013.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me today.
Brad, once again, thanks for having me here today. It's always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from City Administrator Mike Nardini. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.